Are we running out of steam here? Getting hungry? Is anybody else? Ah, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Dina exploded into my life. I was still very ill with the multiple sclerosis. I went to the freight in my wheelchair to hear Eric and David. I was quite tired. I was up late. I was leaving. I was suddenly lifted out of my wheelchair by this woman. Said, I love your cat. Thank you for the story about Zephyr's rescue after the firestorm. I love you too. I burst out bawling, and then she started to cry, and she said, I'm sorry I made you cry. And I said, thank you. I love Tina, and I still feel her arms around me, and I always will.
Well, I didn't plan on speaking, but I'm Glenn. I am Tiffany's husband, and this is our new son, Ronan. And I actually wanted to talk about my first meeting with Tina. Imagine dating her daughter, first meeting. And I'm glad I didn't hear all these stories about how people were frightened on their first meeting. Whew. I think that would have doomed our relationship, hon, you know. Sorry, I can't meet your mom. No, but, you know, essentially, you know, Tiffany was saying, well, my mom and Eric are really important in my life, and, you know, it was very, very casual, which is a very good move on your part. You know, we met at a parade, and, you know, and it was really nice. So my first impression was, no fear at all. She was, you know, we had a nice little casual talk during the parade, and then we went and got some food afterwards, and no fear at all. In fact, but she was intense, definitely. And as you would expect, you know, a mother questioning the guy dating her daughter, there were questions that she had, and you know, some of them, you know, normal, typical parent things. But but what really struck me is, and kind of put me at ease, was she actually, I really noticed she listened to what I said and refocused the questions based on what was said. Like, she was very present. She was very sincere. None of the questions were stayed standard for long. You know, it was actually a sincere conversation happening, which puts me at ease and put her at ease. And I think we had a really great connection on the first day about just, you know, it felt good to be sincere with each other. You know, there was no pretension about this. You know, neither of us put on an act, you know. And that's really the thing I really loved about her. I mean, I'm probably the most recent member of this group here. It's only been 3 years for me. And let's see, at one point, described to Tiffany my description of her personality, and I think I said it was crushed velvet. You know, it's very soft unless you rub it the wrong way. And fortunately, I don't think I ever did, so I'm lucky. Anyway, thank you all, and thank you, Eric.